Welcome back. Again, I'm so thankful to be here speaking with you and sharing with you God's Word. I was hoping to begin this session by asking you a couple of questions. What is the only way that we can understand God's will in our life? What is the source of our understanding? Amen. Together, I hope that we will be able to study in God's Word and learn of Him. Because it is through the knowledge of His Word that we're able to be of help to those around us. It is by learning about God that we are able to share with others how God is working in their lives. This is true in our families. It's true in our neighborhoods, in our cities, and in our nation. Nations rise and fall in the history of the world. But the only nations that are truly great are those whose God is the Lord. We live in an age when the world has rejected God's Word. God's Word is not just dishonored in some countries around the world. But in every nation, governments and schools and universities despise the teaching of God's Word. This should not be a surprise for you and me. Because Jesus himself was persecuted and hated by the world. It is our knowledge that God's Word is truth, which encourages us and gives us hope. The Apostle John wrote in 1 John chapter 5,
John 5:19.
He wrote, "And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life." Now if someone would read that, that's
from 9 to 10.
19 and 20, yes.
ข้อ 19 ข้อ 20 ปีข้อ Còn kia Doan sai đi vui. Hầu quá.
Thank you. What? Whenever we begin to study the Bible, it is to understand what it means to us.
Mỗi bên này chúng ta đang sách xa để mình tôi bảo mình chắc để con ông bảo mình quý dân tên là vô lòng phía quay đàn bảo mình chắc để mình tôi một cảnh dưới.
So this morning my question for you is, what do these verses mean to you?
Hai lệch xâm nụ rồi bảo phía ông nơi vừa liên bực ní thả ta ca đại dân bàn riêng ní cư hảo quay xâm nạp dân tự ngọc nha.
These verses teach me that there are many differing ideas in the world.
I call them ni ban prab jeung khok khok khnie ampi kamnit nei knong pipop lok.
There are many of my friends who will tell me that my God is not God.
I mit phea robos kwat ban prab kwat tha preah robos jeung mon men chi preah te.
They will tell me that Jesus Christ is not Lord.
I puok ke ban prab tha preah Jesus Christ ko men chi preah dae.
Was created by a big bang.
Ai đừng ăn nu, cứ tiệt tông từ nên phải đi ra hai miền big bang,
big explosion.
Miền cả bằng cả đi ra là
that rocks and planets collided in outer space, and the result is that Earth was formed.
Ai miền mô hay là gì mong đại chấp ra bàn phơ là, sầm rập chỉ trung tri sầm rập bù kê.
There are those who say that there is no purpose in life. That say that man lives and dies and leaves no lasting impression or is of no value.
Ai mình nói tiếng Anh như ruồi sập tên cứ admin tập lại admin ấy tiếng Anh.
But God's word tells me that if I believe in Jesus Christ, then what I believe is true.
Bản tai bà mẹ cha tôi chỉ prea hay prea bắt tu robot bà mẹ cha đại nhân ban chưa lấy tôi chỉ prea bắt tu đập bớt.
The message that we share of Christ Jesus the Lord. It is truth. Anyone who disagrees with Jesus Christ and His Word is wrong. This verse says that we know that we are of God. How do we know that we are of God? It is because we believe His word. This verse, God's word tells me the whole world lies in wickedness.
Bà mình phải bật tu mà càng dân ta bị phúc lô tệ u bố bên cả đời sức này.
But we know that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is come.
Bạn đây nhưng bạn đang tham prê rí chứ bọn sạch tra rộng bọn rộng mà chắc kì prê Jesus Christ bạn dìa cho mô.
Jesus Christ has made us to know Him that is true.
Ai bảo mà chắc Jesus trung tốt bạn vừa ở dân sqo bảo mà chắc bật
We are in Him that is true, in Jesus Christ. And because of that, as Jesus Christ lives, we know that we shall live also. Jesus Christ died. He was buried in the grave. But Jesus Christ came out of the grave. And because He lives, we know that we shall live also. We have nothing to fear in this world. Because this is the true God. This is eternal life. Jesus prayed to His Father in John 17. And as Jesus began to pray to His Father, He said in verse 2, "As Thou hast given Him power over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Him." And this is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. In a very real way, our experience of eternal life begins when we know Jesus Christ. This knowledge of Jesus transforms our lives. We don't any longer seek after the things of this world. Our purpose in living is not to gain wealth. It's not to gain power or reputation. But our purpose in living becomes to serve Jesus. And we serve Him by loving His people. By serving His people. The greatest service that we can do to the people of God is in sharing with them the knowledge of Jesus Christ. By serving them the Word of God. Jesus said to His disciples, "Go into all of the world and He said to go and to teach. And as you go teaching, He said, baptize them who believe. And He said, you continue teaching all things that I've commanded you. I'm still learning about His commandments. I'm still studying His Word to find knowledge. And as I learn of His Word, I want to apply it in my life. If I have all knowledge and I do not do it, it is of no value. Now let's look to the Word of God. I've been taught the best place to begin when studying any matter is in the beginning. We find two verses in the Bible that begin with this phrase, in the beginning. First in Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. This is the very first verse in the Bible. And if anyone has difficulty believing this verse, they will be unable to believe the rest of God's Word. It is important that we understand that in the beginning there was God. There was no one else. God is self-existent. He was not created. He was not made. But for His pleasure, He made all things. We find that God, though He was self-existent, we find that though God was alone in the beginning, He was not lonely. He was satisfied with His own being. God the Father, God the Word, and God the Holy Ghost. As we read on in the first verses of Genesis, we find God speaking. In verse 2, we find this expression, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. In verse 2, toward the end of it, it says, and the Spirit of God moved. Here we find God moving as the Spirit. Later on, as God began to create the beings on the earth, He decided to make man. Who was the first man? Adam.
Right.
That's right. God made a man named Adam, and God said in verse 26, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Who is God speaking to when He said, let us make man? God is speaking to Himself. He is speaking to the Holy Spirit. He is speaking to the Word, Jesus Christ. We find another verse verse in the Bible that speaks of the beginning. In John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse
1,
we find there, he says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God."
I nekno Johan chapu 1 ko 1 ka pi dabong lai mean preah bantul preah bantul ko kum nou chmuoy nang preah hai preah bantul lu ai chi preah.
Let's go ahead and have someone read verse 1 all the way through verse 4.
Ala som lok kru ne kru na a ne pi ko 1 dong ko 4
da dan da pom mean preah bantul preah bantul ko kum nou
such a blessing for me to hear God's word read in a language that I do not understand. What a blessing to know that God has valued His word so much that He has allowed it to be translated into every language.
Amen.
God's word is not only for those who speak the original tongues of Greek and Hebrew. Not only for those who speak English, but those of every nation, every tongue, and every people. So here in John's Gospel, we find that in the beginning was the Word. In Genesis, we read, "In the beginning, God." Is there a contradiction between these two verses? John says, "In the beginning was the Word." Genesis says, "In the beginning was God." Do these verses agree or do they disagree?
Yeah, they agree
because the Word is God. He does not only say that in the beginning the Word was with God, he says the Word was God. What was Jesus Christ doing while God was making the world, making the heavens and the earth? We find that Jesus Christ was actively involved in the works of His Father. In fact, without the Word of God, there was not anything made that was made. Returning to the Hebrew letter where we read this morning,
ឥឡូវនេះយើងចូលទៅក្នុងហេព្រើរដែលយើងបានអានព្រឹកមិញហេព្រើរ
He says of Jesus Christ in verse 2 of Hebrews chapter 1
ហេព្រើរបុគ្គលកូពី
He says that he has spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds.
Yeah. What's up? កំពីហេព្រើរចំពោះ1ខ2នៃជាន់ក្រោយបង្ហោះទ្រង់មានព្រះបន្ទូលនឹងយើងរាល់គ្នាដោយសារព្រះរាជបុត្រាទ្រង់វិញដែលទ្រង់បានតម្រូវឲ្យបានក្រុមរបស់ទាំងអស់ទុកជាមរតកព្រមទាំងបង្កើតលោកីដោយសារព្រះរាជបុត្រានោះឯង
Amen. God made the world by Jesus Christ.
Amen. ព្រះម្ចាស់បានបង្កើតពិភពលោកដោយសារព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទ
Jesus Christ was the power that brought the world into existence.
ឯព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទគឺជាព្រះដែលមានអំណាចព្រះជាស្តាទាំងអស់នៅក្នុងពិភពលោកនេះ
And if we can understand the power of God displayed in his creation,
ឯដែលយើងត្រូវតែយល់អំពីអំណាចរបស់ព្រះម្ចាស់ដែលបានបង្កើត
Then all of God'sSense
ដែលព្រះជាច្រើនដែលបានបង្កើតមកដែលនាំឲ្យចូលទៅក្នុងអពើបាប
God made a world that was wonderful
ហើយព្រះម្ចាស់បានបង្កើតពិភពលោកមកគឺល្អ
It was magnificent
អត់មានលក្ខណៈតាខុសអត
់ Consider the nature that surrounds you in your country
ហើយគ្រប់ទាំងសង្គមទាំងអស់ដែលនៅជុំវិញប្រទេសយើង
The beautifulTrees,
មានអាចល្អ
The birds,
សត្វ
The animals,
សត្វហើសត្វស្លាបសត្វពាហនៈ
Could they have been an accident?
ឯតើពួកទាំងអស់នោះមានគ្រោះថ្នាក់អី
Consider the human body.
ឯ
the human existence our bodies.
ទាំងអស់នោះគឺលក្ខណៈជាមនុស្ស
How we're able to see.
ឯតើយើងអាចឃើញដល់របៀបណា
to work with our hands
tata jeung tveu ka yang doy mdaik chmuoy nung
how all of our being works together to accomplish our purpose
chmuoy nung manuh tngao khnie dambei nung bamra ponakech robos bom prom mchah
this is the work of god in us
ni ha kuech chi preah bantu robos bom prom mchah nei knong jeung
david wrote and said I am fearfully and wonderfully made
I snaik david ban sase tha khnyom kuech ជាអស្ចារ្យដែលមានព្រះម្ចាស់អស្ចារ្យនៅក្នុងខ្ញុំ
God has showed us in his word how he made the world
ហើយព្រះម្ចាស់បានបង្ហាញដល់គាត់អំពីរបៀបដែលទ្រង់បង្កើតពិភពលោក
In studying the creation we're able to see God's glory
យើងចាប់ផ្ដើមរៀនពីការបង្កើតរបស់ព្រះម្ចាស់យើងនឹងឃើញអំពីសរីរូបរាងរបស់ព្រះម្ចាស
់ Imagine the power of GodThat he could speak and something could be created out of nothing.
And នៅពេលដែលយើងចាប់ផ្ដើមបដោតគំនិតរបស់យើងអំពីការបង្កើតយើងចាប់ផ្ដើមឃើញការកើត
In the beginning there was nothing. There was no matter.
ហើយនៅក្នុងចាប់ផ្ដើមពីដំបូងឡើយយើងអត់ឃើញមានអ្វីទាំងអស
់ God simply spoke and it was.
អាប់រ៉ាមចាស់អង្គទ្រង់សាមញ្ញដែលទ្រង់មានព្រះបន្ទូលទៅកាន់អង្គទ្រង់ផ្ទាល់
Let's go back to God's word in Genesis.
ត្រឡប់មកលោកកបាត់វិញសូមយើងត្រឡប់មកលោកកបាត់វិញ
Verse 3 and God said let there be light and there was light.
ហើយនៅក្នុងខ3នោះទ្រង់មានព្រះបន្ទូលថាចូលមានពន្លឺឡើងដូច្នេះពន្លឺក៏មានឡើង
What is the source of our light here on earth?
អ្វីដែលបង្ហាញអំពីពន្លឺនៅលើយើងទាំងអស់គ្នាពន្លឺអីគេព្រះអាទិត្យ
The sun, that's right. When God spoke and said, let there be light, there was no sun. Before he created anything, God spoke and said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. Then it says God divided the light from the darkness. He separated them. But there was still no sun. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. Then God spoke and said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters." And God called that division of the waters heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. Then in verse 9 we find that God gathered together the waters into one place and dry land appeared. And God called the dry land earth. Then in verse 11, God commanded the earth to bring forth grass. And herbs.
And
then he commanded fruit trees, and the earth brought forth grass and herbs and fruit. And God looked and God saw that it was good. And then in this we find something of God's character revealed to us. God was alone in this work of creation. And he beheld his own work and was filled with joy. We find God is satisfied with the works of his hands. So finally, after the third day, God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night."
In verse 16,
we read, God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. It's here finally that we see the creation of the sun that you mentioned. It was at this point that God established the sun and the moon. And again, in the last phrase there, he made the stars also. Look up into the sky at night and see the many stars. The vast distance of outer space. Science tells us that each star is greater than our Earth in size. But in expressing his work of creation, almost almost as an afterthought, God says. He made the stars also. God's work was not finished. This was the fourth day. We then read that God spoke yet again. And God said, let the seas bring forth all manner of fishes. He said, let the waters bring forth moving creatures that have life. And birds to fly above the earth. And God created great whales and every living creature that moves, which the waters brought forth.
And
again, God looked at his creation.
And
what did God see? God saw that his creation was good. God blessed his creation and said, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the waters and the seas and let fowl multiply in the earth. God created the heavens and the earth. He created light. He created day and night. He created the ocean and the earth. God created the sun and the moon and the stars also. He then created the birds and the fishes. And God said, it is all very good. And then on the sixth day from his beginning of creation, God spoke again. He said, let the earth bring forth living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth.
And
exactly as God spoke, creatures became into existence. Animals were made. And God looked at everything that he made and he said, it is good. God was satisfied with the work of his hands. But God was not done yet. But God was not finished yet. He spoke and said, let us make man after our image. God made man special. The world will tell you that men are only advanced animals. But God says, no, let's make man after our image. God said, I will make man and I will give him dominion. dominion, rule over all creatures.
ឯព្រះម្ចាស់មានព្រះបន្ទូលថាចូលបង្កើតមនុស្សហើយដូចជារូបរបស់យើងហើយមានអំណាចលើដើម្បីគ្រប់គ្រងលើរបស់ទាំងអស់សត្វលោកវា
Verse 27 says, So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them.
ទ្រង់មានព្រះបន្ទូលនៅក្នុងខ27ទ្រង់ក៏បង្កើតមនុស្សឲ្យដូចជារូបអង្គទ្រង់គឺបង្កើតគឺបានបង្កើតគេឲ្យចម្រើនឡើងឲ្យចំនឹងរូបអង្គទ្រង់នោះឯងក៏បង្កើតគេជាប្រុសជាស្រីឡើង
In chapter 2 we find a more detailed account of God's creating man
នៅក្នុងជំពូក2យើងចាប់ដើមដឹងអំពីដំណើររឿងនៃការបង្កើតនោះ
In chapter 2 verse 7 God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life
នៅក្នុងជំពូក2ខ7យើងនឹងដឹងថាព្រះម្ចាស់ព្រះយេហូវ៉ាបង្កើតមនុស្សដោយយកដីមកសូនហើយផ្លុំខ្យល់ដង្ហើមចូលតែតាមរត់ចំមុខនោះក៏ត្រឡប់ឲ្យមានប្រលឹងរស់ឡើង
It is so instructive to see God did not simply speak man into existence
អាយទាំងអស់នេះដែលយើងបានដឹងថាព្រះអម្ចាស់បានបង្កើតមនុស្សមកមានលក្ខណៈពិសេសជាងមានលក្ខណៈពិសេស
All of God's work was good
ហើយគ្រប់ការទាំងអស់គឺល្អ
But God very specially formed man
ហើយព្រះអម្ចាស់ក៏បង្កើតមនុស្ស
He formed man out of matter that was already in existence. And God breathed into man life. And man became a living soul. Man is not like any animal on this earth.
អាយមនុស្សមិនមានលក្ខណៈដូចជាសត្វជាគួននៅលើផែនដីទេ
Only man has a living soul
គឺមានតែមនុស្សទេដែលមានព្រលឹងរស
់ breathed out of God the creator
នោះហើយគឺការផ្លុំខ្យល់ដង្ហើមចូលទៅក្នុងជីវិតមនុស្សប្រងអ្នកបង្កើត
And in this act of creating man God created a being with responsibility
អាយព្រះម្ចាស់បង្កើតមនុស្សមកហើយព្រះអង្គបង្កើតនៅលក្ខភាពទំនាក់ទំនង
obligation to his creator
ជាមួយនឹងអ្នកបង្កើត
but also a man with the ability to choose
ហើយប៉ុន្តែមនុស្សក៏មានលក្ខមានសមត្ថភាពទំនាក់ទំនងនៃការជ្រើសរើស
and then the sixth day of creation was over
ហើយកាលនោះថ្ងៃទី6ក៏ចាប់ផ្ដើមបានបញ្ចប
់ and godrested from all of his labor. In 6 days, all that we see in the world was created. And on the 7th day, God rested. It's important that we understand God's power in creation.
នេះហើយគឺជារឿងដ៏សំខាន់មួយដែលយើងនៅតែយល់អំពីការបង្កើតរបស់ផងប្រងម្ចាស
់ Because it instructs us that God alone is worthy of glory
ពីព្រោះថាប្រងម្ចាស់គឺជាព្រះដែលមានពេញដល់បារមីចេស្តាដល់រុងរឿង
This lesson is proven in the scripture
នេះហើយមេរៀននេះគឺបានបង្ហាញអំពីអត្ថបទ
Does everyone know the story of Job?
ដែលយើងគ្រប់គ្នាបានស្គាល់យោណាក៏ស្គាល់ដែរតែយោ
Do you remember Job?
ចាំរឿងយោទេ
Yes, Job lived a long, long time ago.
យោរស់នៅអង្វែង
Job was a righteous, good man.
យោគឺជាមនុស្សដែលឆ្លាតហើយល្អ
He was a man who feared God.
ដែលជាមនុស្សកោតខ្លាចដល់ព្រះម្ចាស
់ A man who avoided evil.
I promise គឺជាមនុស្សដែល
he ran from evil he was he stayed away from evil
okay ហើយគាត់គឺជាមនុស្សដែលមិនប្រព្រឹត្តអំពើអាក្រក់គ្រប់យ៉ាង
Satan came to God one day and said, Job only obeys you because you've blessed him so much. God said, very well, Satan, you take from Job everything that he has. You test him and see if he will turn his back on me. If we are familiar with the story, we know that Job never did curse God. Job never did lose faith in God. But Job did grow very discouraged. He began to ask, why me? Have you ever suffered in life and asked, why me? One day Job said, if I could only plead my case with God. If I could only tell God how much I love him and how much I've served him. Then surely God would understand and would stop the suffering. Job questioned whether God really understood what was going on. Do you remember how God responded to Job's question? God didn't explain to Job about the little wager between him and Satan. God didn't explain to Job why what was happening was. God simply said to Job, Job, where were you when I did what? What was the question? You know? What did God ask Job? He asked him, where were you when I made the worlds? God said, Job, how dare you ask me if I know what I'm doing? God said, when I spoke and created the stars and the earth, he said, Job, I don't remember seeing you there. He said, Job, can you reach up into the stars and squeeze them together with your hand? He said, Job, can you bind a sea creature and bring it to the land? A sea dragon, a leviathan.
Leviathan?
Yes, he asked, can you draw leviathan out with a hook? God said to Job, you don't have the power over my creation. You didn't create it. And you can't control it. But God said, I did create it. And I do control it. And he said that that principle, that truth, means that we have no right to question our own experience. Two years ago, a great storm hit the coast of my country. A great typhoon. A great typhoon destroyed many buildings and much life. Many people questioned how this could happen. Many people blamed our government. Can a government control the
storms?
No, absolutely not. But God is in control. And God was pleased to allow it to happen. Our faith in God is not built solely upon what He's done for us. Our confidence in God is based upon whom He is. Because He alone is worthy of our worship. Finally, we find God's creative power. Spoken of by the Apostle Paul as he went to preach to an ungodly people. A people who were superstitious and idolatrous. A people who were very superstitious and worshipped idols. Have you ever tried to share the gospel with people who worship idols? I'm sure you have. In the 17th chapter of Acts, Paul came to a city called Athens. This was a city that was completely given to idolatry. They had more pagan temples than you have seen in your life in this city. They had temples to every god they could imagine. In fact, they even had a temple, an altar, built to a god that they said they did not even know. And it's interesting that as Paul came to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to these men, he did not begin with a message so completely foreign to their understanding. Paul said to them, "I see that you have an altar to a God whose name you do not know." He said, "I am going to tell you about a God whose name you do not know." He said, "The God that you worship in ignorance." He is the God that made the worlds. Someone go ahead and read for us Acts chapter 17, verse 23, all the way down until verse 32.
23-31.
To tire you with too much reading. But this is God's word. If I merely share my words, it's of no value. Paul here preaches to a people who do not know God. And he begins by saying, God who made the world. He said, He is the one who is the Lord of the heaven and earth, and He does not dwell in temples made with men's hands. What is he telling these people? He is saying their whole way of life, their whole religion is wrong.
And
They believed that the creation of the world was a process. In which many different gods had a role. Paul said, no, one God made all the world. They were a people whose entire lives were built around offering sacrifices to many gods. Paul said, God is not interested in your temple. God is not interested in your ceremonies of worship. God is not satisfied with your offerings of animals and of fruits and of food. Because God doesn't need those things. It all belongs to Him anyway. He then says the same God made all peoples. This is the end of racism. Ethnic wars. Prejudice against peoples because of their race. He says one God made all peoples. I am descended from Germany. I live in America. The same God made me as made Brother Dara. God made us all of one blood. We are all alike before Him. These people believed that there was one God of the Jews and another God or series of gods of the Greeks. They believed that there were gods that belonged to individual families or villages. They believed that they had to offer sacrifices to gods to ensure their harvest. Or to protect them from illness. Paul said, oh no, it's in this one God that we live and move and have our being. That's why today you and I have one source for our strength. One source for our hope. Our hope is in Jesus Christ alone. Jesus Christ is the one who says we can do all things through Him. He says, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And he says, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. So in Paul's message that we have read together, he tells them, this is the God of whom you have been ignorant. And he says, for many years, God winked at that ignorance. God turned His face from your ignorance.
ឯគាត់បាននិយាយជាយូរលងណាស់មកហើយដែលព្រះអម្ចាស់បានឲ្យយើងបែងចែកពីការទាំងអស់នោះ
But he says now God commands all men everywhere to repent
ឯព្រមហើយគាត់ក៏បាននិយាយថាគ្រប់មនុស្សទាំងអស់
And now finally in the end of his message Paul introduces the person of Jesus Christ He has told them that God is the God of power who created the world and all peoples on the earth
ឯគាត់បានចាប់បានបង្ហាញណែនាំថាគឺជាតួអង្គព្រះនោះគឺបង្កើតទីមេនិងផែនដីគឺតួអង្គព្រះសគ្រី
Based on his person alone we are obligated to worship him
ឯគឺគោលដៅជាសំខាន់បំផុតនោះគឺថ្វាយបង្គំព្រះម្ចាស់
But in verse 31 he says that that God has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness
ឯនៅខទី31ពីព្រោះទ្រង់បានកំដាក់កំណត់ថ្ងៃដែលទ្រង់នឹងជំនុំជម្រះលោកីយ៍ដោយយុត្តិធម៌ដោយសារមនុស្សម្នាក់ដែលទ្រង់បានតម្រូវរួចហើយព្រមទាំងដាក់ផតាមសំញែងយ៉ាងជាក់លាក់ដល់មនុស្សទាំងឡាយដោយការប្រោសមនុស្សឲ្យរួចពីស្លាប់ឡើងវិញ
He says, I'm going to judge the world in righteousness by that man Jesus Christ, whom he has appointed.
I want Pramachan to be able to say that the human being is going to be able to cut the human being.
It is important that we understand God's power in creation.
I think it's important that we understand God's power in creation.
Because it is in that power that we see the promise of God's coming again and of the resurrection.
I ដែលយល់អំពីអំណាចមួយដែលអំណាចនៃការសង្គ្រោះនិងអំណាចនៃការប្រោសលោកឲ្យរួចពីអំពើបាប
If it is God by his power who alone created the heavens and the earth.
ដែលសារអំណាចនៃអង្គទ្រង់តែមួយនោះឯងដែលបង្កើតទីមេឃនិងផែនដី
It is God's power and wisdom alone that can bring it to its close.
ឯដែលសារអំណាចព្រះម្ចាស់តែមួយនោះឯងបាននាំយើងឲ្យទៅជិតនឹងព្រះម្ចាស
់ Praise his name.
សរសើរដល់ការព្រះនាមទ្រង
់ Thank you.
អរគុណ Amen.